5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, which means tomorrow is Friday. And it is also the final Friday of the month. I should point that out. You know what that means? We will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer tomorrow. We got a good one tomorrow. I mean, not that we've ever had someone who wasn't good, but this is really, really a good, good guy. All right, so I've eliminated half the population. You know, it's a guy. Not always a guy, but tomorrow's a guy. And I want to make sure you tune in tomorrow to learn who it was that was the recipient of our May Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. It's really amazing guy. I have had the fortune over the years of attending any number of Special Olympics events. Julia, for a period of time, was active in some Special Olympics activity. My dear friend Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com down there in Midlothian. She's a Special Olympian. Her dad and her brother volunteer to help coach the Special Olympics bocce ball team. And of course, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard and I collectively have lost our minds over the last couple of years. We've done one or two crazy things to raise money for Special Olympics. Got the Special Olympics of Virginia logo tattooed on ourselves. Last time we walked across 24 feet of flaming, burning hot coals. It was, 1,200 degrees. And I don't know what we're going to do next time. I still think alligator wrestling is the way to go. Carl is, I don't know what his deal is. He's like a crocodile guy or something, but we'll see. In the meantime, we've got the Summer Games coming to Richmond, and we've got David Thomason, who is the president and the CEO of Special Olympics Virginia, who is joining us. David, thank you for being here, sir.
Jeff, it's always my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. It's always, it's great to welcome you. It's great to think that we are just, a week or so away from the Summer Games here in Richmond.
Yes, as I heard you say, it was Friday Eve. You know, on Friday Eve of June 6th, we will be getting ready for our Summer Games. It starts on June 6th, all-day Friday competition. Friday evening at 7, we'll have this incredible opening ceremony. Everything's open to the public and free. We'll have entertainment. We have eight American Idol contestants who are going to perform at our opening ceremony, eight of them, because
wow.
There's a local, exactly. There's a local contestant, Nina Daig, and she wrote a song for her brother who has disabilities, and so somebody on our team reached out, and she said, I'd love to do it, and by the way, some friends will be in town. Can they come? And we said, absolutely. So it'll just be exciting. I mean, yeah. And of course, you know, you talked about Carl Leonard, and I heard you talking about law enforcement. Such an important partnership for us. Our law enforcement community across the state is just so critical to helping us do what we do. And they will culminate their torch run at these opening ceremonies, bringing the torch after a 1,908-day run. They will bring this torch and light the cauldron as part of the ceremony. So it's not to be missed, and we hope everybody will come and be part of it.
People need to understand that you've got law enforcement officers, police officers, deputy sheriffs, state troopers, state, I mean, it's just every agency you can imagine across the Commonwealth. Yes. Everybody wants a piece of that torch run.
Well, 2,000 people are getting a piece of that torch run. 2,000 law enforcement members of the law enforcement community are doing that. And at the ceremony will be 200 of them. But across the state, and we had a kickoff last week down Thursday down in Colonial Heights, and Carl was driving that for us. And, to understand and see and be reminded of the commitment of those men and women with law enforcement, they see what they do for us and they say, what else can we do? How else can we help? What can we do to make things better for our 20,000 Special Olympics Virginia athletes across the state of Virginia? And it's just, you know, it's a remarkable partnership, and we're so, so, so grateful for it.
Tell us a little bit about some of the Special Olympians, because there are, I would imagine, every single sport that's included in Special Olympics at this point.
Well, we have a large number of sports, just over 20 that we offer around the year. Mm-hmm. But these games, the Summer Games, will feature five of those sports. So we'll have 1,200 athletes from across Virginia competing in bowling, swimming, tennis, track and field and softball. Wow. And the bowling will be over at Valero West End. Swimming will be at Swim RVA. Tennis and track will be on the campus of University of Richmond. And then softball is out at Glen Allen Softball Complex. And, you know, it's just really great. These I tell you, these 1,200 athletes have been putting their hours in, they're going to bring their A game to everything they do. And it's not to be missed. And we encourage everybody, you know, people are like, well, you know, I'm not sure I can volunteer. I'm not sure what I can bring. You can bring something. Everybody can be part of this. Yep. One of the things, for example, we do something called Volunteer to Cheer.
Yep.
You can go online at SpecialOlympicsVA.org, and you can sign up to cheer athletes on from 10 to 2 or 10 to 12, because nobody wants to compete in an empty stadium, you know, or an empty tennis court. Everybody wants to be cheered on, and it's the best feeling ever for our athletes. But I promise you also for those people who are there to cheer us on. We challenge people. Come to one of our events and leave unchanged. I bet you can't do it, because you're gonna learn something about people of all abilities, and then you're gonna learn something about yourself in the process as well.
David, that is so spot on. Let me remind everybody, David Thomas is joining us. He's the president, the CEO of Special Olympics Virginia, and you talk about who gets something out of it. The athletes obviously appreciate people cheering, but having been somebody sitting in those stands at Robins Stadium and looking at the crowd and talking with people, you know, I knew why I was there. I knew that my Julia had participated in Special Olympics and I wanted to do something to help Special Olympics. But I chatted with so many people, David, who said, yeah, I don't have any personal connection. You know, I don't have a family member or a friend who's part of this, but I just wanted to be here. Those people are champions themselves.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, they maybe didn't have a personal connection before they got there, but I promise you, when they leave, they've met an athlete, they've met a family, they've met other volunteers, they've met you, who say that, you know what, as a community, we can support each other. And when we support those with intellectual disabilities and of all abilities, we're all better for it.
Yeah.
You know, part of the process, and you know this, part of the process is that once we get to know each other on that level, we're not afraid of the difference that maybe a disability brings. We're not afraid, you know, that fear is gone of difference, and we're able to connect in really meaningful ways. And, I mean, beyond everything else, it's a lot of fun. it's a great event. You know, just seeing our athletes compete. Again, opening ceremonies is going to be great fun. We're going to end with fireworks. There's music. There's entertainment. The sports are fantastic. And one piece, and I know, Jeff, we've talked about this before, our athletes, Special Olympics athletes, are compromised in many ways, one of which is their access to health care.
Yes.
And so at the event on Saturday, we do something called Healthy Athletes. And we will have clinicians there who will check our athletes' hearing, check their vision, check their dental health, check their fitness, check their dermatology. And beyond checking and assessing, they will treat it on site. So our athletes walk in, they get their eyes examined, and they get a free pair of prescription glasses. Mm. They walk in, they get their teeth checked, and they get a free invasive care. They get, you know, cavities filled or teeth pulled. And nice. Beyond that, it helps us, like, for example, dental health is the window to lots of other kinds of health. So it really has, I promise you, it's changed lives, but I also know that it has saved a few. We've seen that happen.
Yeah.
And really, one of the really great pieces of the Healthy Athletes is, our athletes absolutely benefit from it. But the clinicians who are there, part of why it's important and part of why our athletes are marginalized is they've not been trained to work with those with intellectual disabilities. Yeah. This gives them that opportunity, and then everybody in the formula comes out of it better. That's kind of how things work at Special Olympics.
David,
to do it, everybody in the formula comes out better.
Absolutely. Boy, it is just a collection of winners. It's the closest that most of us will ever get to holding a gold medal. I've just been so amazed interacting with some of the athletes, and I become the fan, because it's like, well, yeah, you did a great job. Can I hold the medal? Because that's the most I'm going to get. This is it.
There's a lot of bling.
And there's ice cream. I'm hoping that there once again will be ice cream. There's always ice cream. Please tell me you haven't.
Absolutely. You know, okay. We have some great sponsors, and one of our sponsors brings ice cream. And it's part of something called an Olympic Village that we have on the campus of University of Richmond. And all kinds of activities. This is an event for all ages, all abilities. Your kids will love it. You know, everybody who's there is going to love it. So, yeah, there's certainly some ice cream, and there'll be a petting zoo, and there'll be, you know, all kinds of activities in the Robbins Center and outside of the Robbins Center, right there by the stadium. There's just a whole long list of activities. And again, all of this information, including our schedule, what to expect, how to volunteer, what the needs are, how you can get involved in ways, is at SpecialOlympicsVA.org. SpecialOlympicsVA.org is where you can find everything. It's the main banner you'll see when you log on, Summer Games, and it's just a click on Learn More, and you will learn a lot more.
All right.
We encourage everybody who's hearing this to come out and be part of it.
That's exactly what I was hoping you would tell everybody, that everybody has an invite, SpecialOlympicsVA.org, SpecialOlympicsVA.org. You can sign up to volunteer if you'd like to do that. You can volunteer, just sit in the stands and root for some great athletes. Five different locations, Robbins Center, Bolero, and the West End. Where were the other ones?
Yeah, it'll be five different sports.
But
it'll be both track and tennis will be at the University of Richmond. Swimming will be at Swim RVA.
Okay.
Bowling will be at Bolero West End. And then softball is at Glen Allen Softball Complex.
Okay.
So just to remind everybody, it is Friday and Saturday, June 6th and 7th. The opening ceremony is 7 o'clock on Friday the 6th. So it's 2 days of all kinds of opportunities for people to have everything. You know, everything is free. Come out and enjoy what's out there. It's a really great community event.
I love it. And you're doing great work. You continue to do great work. Roy Zeidman, is he real? I don't think anybody's really actually going to let him retire, despite what it is that that he thinks he's going to do. But
there are a lot of people who don't want him to, I'll tell you that. But if you talk to him, he's already got travel plans in place. So I don't know. I'm hoping he's going to enjoy them. He's been with our movement for 37 and a half years and has done so much. You know, you mentioned the torch run. He's been such an integral part of that.
Yep.
And our polar plunge and so many things that we do. He's helped to raise funds and raise awareness and build community. I mean, we are really happy for him. We certainly will miss him, but we're going to try to carry on the legacy that he's established with his work over those 37 and a half years.
He's an amazing man. He really is. Hey, David, I'm going to ask you a favor as I cut you loose, my friend. When you next visit with my friend Carl Leonard, whisper in his ear these two words, alligator wrestling. Alligator wrestling.
I heard you mention that earlier.
All right.
I might get hurt for doing that, but I'll give it a shot. I talked to Carl yesterday. So, hey, thank you so much, Steph, for having us on, for helping us promote this. And again, June 6th and 7th, University of Richmond, SpecialOlympicsVA.org. Come out, everyone. Everybody can be part of what we're doing.
I love it. Thank you, David. That is David Thomason. He is the president, the CEO of Special Olympics Virginia. Yep, the 6th and 7th, your opportunity to just be part of something that is so wonderful and so rewarding. Special Olympics. VA.org. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.